welcome to New Wave Heroes. In this show, there's music from Elvis Costello, China Crisis, Big Country and the Go-Go's, and loads more. Our classic album this time around is All Mod Cons from The Jam, and for our first track, if you speak French, even better. Hold on to your hat, let's go.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant, prends mon whisky quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh, en quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Son igloo, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, moi, ça plane pour moi. Ouh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan. Qu'elle me dit en passant, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, 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 ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. It's not today que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera.
Didn't understand a word of that one. Me neither. Plastic Bertrand and Ça Plane Pour Moi. Now I might be wrong, but I'm not sure that Plastic is even his real name. You see, this man is a man that can't be trusted, because it's not even him singing the song. The vocal was by the original composer. Old Plastic made out it was him. He did all the publicity and everything. We were conned. Here's Jonah Louis.
Chatting up and always get rebuffed. Enough to drive a man to drink. I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up, I piled up in the sink.
But you will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. She must have found somebody new and now I'm all alone, living on my own. What am I supposed to do?
That's why you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Oh, scene, but ain't no good or blur. This was at some do in Palmer's Green. I had no luck with her.
You will still find him in the kitchen at parties. You will still find him in the kitchen at parties.
At last I met a pretty girl, she laughed and talked with me. We both walked out of the kitchen and asked him a new way. And now I've done my time in the kitchen at party. I've done my time in the kitchen at party.
And that was Jonah Louie, and you'll always find me in the kitchen at parties. And he's best known for his Christmas classic though, Stop the Cavalry. And I bet you wish you had a tenner for every time you'd heard that, don't you? But Jonah Louie had quite the career before that. You have to go back to 1972 and Seaside Shuffle by Terry Dactyl and the Dinosaurs for his first hit. Remember that one? That was in the charts for 3 months. Here's one of my favourite tracks ever.
Only the best music.
We'll be right back.
that classic track from 1978 didn't even get into the top 40. Can you believe it? I think there was a problem with the vinyl pressing plant, so it wasn't available for people to buy in the shops. I've still got mine somewhere though.
Great music, great memories.
From 1978 as well, actually the year I left school. I almost ran out of the gate and didn't look back. The best days of your life? I don't think so. Pump It Up, Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Probably his best song in my opinion. The Rogue Traders sampled the riff for their 2005 big hit Voodoo Child, which I think is great. Remember dancing around to this one?
Again, you
Beat and Best Friend. I mean, how lucky were we to have grown up with all this great music around, eh? I mean, here's another one. And the hits just keep on coming, as the local radio DJs say.
The soundtrack to our lives. Wishful Thinking from China Crisis, and that was their third single from the album Working with Fire and Steel, Possible Pop Songs Volume 2. And it's another one of my favourites. They reached number 9 in the UK charts and should have been a lot higher, in my opinion. I reckon it's one of the standout tracks from the early 80s. What do you think? It was a top 20 hit in several European countries, and it hit number 1 on the Swedish radio chart, Sprudenhuden Poparama, on the 8th of March 1984, Sprudenhuben. And that's a band that's had 10 top 50 singles, and they still play out today. Brilliant.
My father's hand that always seemed like a fist, reaching out to me.
And that's Big Country's fourth single from their album Chance, which will definitely be on the classic album feature at some point in the future. Talking of classic albums, coming up soon, two tracks from the Jams or Mod Cons. But first, it's time for this week's Twin Spin. And this time, it's A Flock of Seagulls. Two tracks, 42 years apart. Can you believe it?
I lost forever.
two from A Flock of Seagulls there on this week's Twin Spin feature. First you heard Transfer Affection from 1983. Wham's Andrew Ridgeley said this on its release: Mike Score has the worst hairdo in pop, one of the worst voices and one of the worst bands, even worse than Kiss in the Pink. The scrag end of the new romantic movement. The song is flaccid, wet and horrible. Wash your ears out with soap, Andrew. What are you talking about? And that track was called Some Dreams from their new album released in 2025, also called Some Dreams. And that's their first album of new material since 1995. Now granted, it's not the original band, only Mike Score on vocals and principal songwriter is left, but they still managed to capture that awesome sound from the 80s. Great record. Okay, so here's today's pub quiz music round. Who wrote this song? Any idea who wrote that one then? Well, it's from 1981 and it was co-written by Jane Wieldlin, who was the guitarist of the Go-Go's, and Terry Hall, singer of the Specials and Fun Boy 3. Every day's a learning day on this show. And now it's time for our Dear Editor feature, where I read a few readers' letters to the music press back in the day. And this time it's Smash Hits Magazine, the 9th and the 23rd of June 1983. Dear Gary Kemp, you're an excessively stupid, arrogant, little jumped-up man. Just because your last attempt at whimsical songwriting got to number one, you seem to think naively that you're on a golden pedestal, looking down at the rest of the music scene. How dare you criticise Kajagoogoo? To compare them with the Bay City Rollers is rich coming from you. Are you proud of the fact that Spandau were equally compared with bands of lesser standing than the Rollers in the early days of New Romanticism? You must be exceedingly narrow-minded. I can only suggest that you come along to one of their concerts. The atmosphere is invariably electric, and the place filled with masses of adoring, appreciative fans of both sexes. And that letter was written by George Michael's Lovebite from Winterbourne Down, wherever that is. Dear Editor, I was utterly disgusted to read about the banning of David Bowie's China Girl video. The reason, the Beeb said, was that it was too rude and distasteful to show at peak viewing time. This seems rather strange, as immediately Top of the Pops had finished, we quite often get the Kenny Everett show, which has women prancing about caked in about 5 inches of makeup with hardly anything on. If the Beeb don't like rude and distasteful scenes, maybe they should look at their own programs a bit more closely. And that's from a David Bowie fan, Sheffield, and they got the £10 record token that week. Dear editor, I saw your zoo on Top of the Pops on May the 19th. My God, what a state Vince Clark was in. I couldn't stop laughing, so I had to draw this picture of him, which I thought you'd like to see. He looks as though he belongs down the farmyard. That's from Justin Tiverton Devon. He's included a very funny cartoon here. Well, this one's for you, Justin, if you're still out there. Was Yazoo and Goodbye 70s from their Upstairs Eric's album, which I featured as a classic album recently. And talking of classic albums, this week's is All Mod Cons from The Jam. I'm going to play a couple of tracks and I'll tell you more about them after this.
Classic albums.
Pool. No more reporters at my beck and call. No more coke in a
Two tracks from The Jam there and their classic album, Ombud Cons, and that was released in 1978. There was two singles from that album, David Watts and Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, which you just heard. The first track I played was called To Be Someone, in brackets, Didn't We Have a Nice Time. NME's review at the time said, not only several light years ahead of anything they've done before, but also the album that's going to catapult The Jam right into the front rank of international rock and roll. one of the handful of truly essential rock albums of the last few years. Sounds magazine hailed it as the Jam's statement of artistic triumph. The Trouser Press, never heard of it, stated that All Mod Cons firmly establishes Paul Weller and the Jam, in brackets, as a major talent for the 80s. The Globe and Mail deemed the album sober, topical rock and roll with a touch of pop tunefulness that sneaks out from the metallic sounds and martial rhythms to add a note of levity. I have no idea what that last review meant. In the year 2000, Q magazine placed All Mod Cons at number 50 on its list of the 100 greatest British albums ever. In 2013, NME magazine ranked All Mod Cons at number 219 on its list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. And the album is listed in the reference book, 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die.
What you do and what you don't. What you will and what you won't. What you can and what you can't, This is what you got to know. Love you though it didn't show. Ich liebe dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. 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 Da, da, da.
Gonna stop us today. emotion, can't control my emotion. I got love on my side. Hey, what a surprise. They say love is just infatuation. I say love is dancing across the nation. Oh Lord, how they gonna stop us today? My words, see how the passionless play. Dancing across the nation, 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 dancing across the nation.
Was some very early Erasure from their 1986 Wonderland album, and I was lucky enough to see them live a couple of times very early on, the first time at Essex University when they were touring that album, and before that the German band Trio and Da 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 from 1982. Probably the best lyrics since the Police's Di Do 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 Di Da Da Da. So that brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. Thank you for listening as always. It must be the quickest hour of the week. I'll leave you with Generation X and Dancing With Myself. See you next time. Bye for now.
Dancing with myself, oh, oh.